Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, A Ministry Embracing Others. Embracing others, and I know you said I'm here tonight, but I'm not here tonight. And I know you guys have heard more sad news on TV about the shooting of this elementary school. It's just so sad to know that each and every day there's things are happening to families and especially the babies, the children, the little babies. And sometimes we don't understand. And that's why I played that sound. Lord, we need you. We really do need him to get us through this. Last week we talked about he's in control. Many of you I put on the air and most of the things that were said that he is in control. One of the marks of spiritual maturity is the quiet confidence that God is in control. Without the need to understand why he does what he does and what happens in this world. It's not that he's pulling the trigger on these guns, but the things that are happening, there's so much evilness, hatred in this world. But we must know that God is still in control. He has all powers in his hand. in spite of what reason these things are happening, we have to have faith in knowing that God is. He will be there for us. He will never leave us nor forsake us, even through these sad moments and things that are happening, not just with other lives, but our lives as well. And we also need to be strong in the Lord, stand on his promises. But let me move forward to some other things I wanted to talk about. But thank you so much for tuning in once again to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Let's continue to pray for others as because they all need prayer. But anyway, as I was going through my papers today, I was interviewed last week to do a podcast for the National Fallen Firefighter Foundation. And that's because my husband was a firefighter, I've been involved in that foundation. They have done, throughout the years, have done so much for me and my children. And they have been there since the beginning and still doing so. So I give back as any way that I possibly can to the foundation to support other fallen firefighters, spouses that have lost a fire hero. And I hope that my story that I told on this podcast will encourage and help them through their journey of grief. But there were many questions. There were 25 or 30 questions I was asked. And it's really in 2 weeks, it'll be 31 years I've lost my fire hero. It's amazing how long this has been. But one of the questions that they asked, one of the, and I have to pretty much, you know, the question that they asked, all the questions that they asked were things that happened 31 years ago. So I had to rehash all of those memories again. They even asked me the day that I first heard the news when I went to the hospital. So I had to go through all of that all over again. And I didn't know how I was going to react and how I would have felt as I was going through the different questions. But it was just like it was yesterday. All the feelings came back. And I had a couple of questions, I got emotional. And that was a feeling that I didn't know I was going to feel. But to remember and be questioned about everything that happened 31 years ago, it became very difficult. Very difficult. But I got through it. And I hope that someone else will be inspired by my story. But one of the questions that they asked also, let me go to it. It says, can you remember a time when grief showed up unexpectedly? And they want me to describe it to them. And what came back to me during that question, there were so many questions. But that particular question, that can apply to you as well. It doesn't matter if it was a spouse, son, daughter, mother, whatever. Can you remember a time when grief showed up unexpectedly? I remember very clearly that when that happened, Al took care of all the things, the maintenance, all the stuff that needed to be done to the house. Oh, I had to cook, get the house clean. He helped the house, kept the house clean as well, and also took care of the kids, taking them to school and back and forth. But one day in my kitchen, in the ceiling, the light bulb went out in the ceiling. Didn't have to do that when Al was around. I got the ladder, and I cried going all the way up the ladder as I was changing the light bulb. The tears were just flowing. Came down the ladder still crying, because that was the first time I had to do something that Al took care of. All I had to do, if he was here, Al, the light's out, need a new light bulb. He took care of it. But that particular, that one thing, there were many things, but this particular thing, the unexpected, when we came back, I felt the loneliness, the emptiness, that he was not here, that I had to now begin changing all the light bulbs, different things that he took care of that I didn't have to take care of. That unexpected grief just came around and grabbed a hold of me. And it took me in a state of being, a sadness, loneliness, tears coming down. I didn't expect that to happen, but you never know how grief will show up unexpectedly. It can come in a sound. It can come something was said, something that you see, or even look at an old picture, maybe going into the closet and you still have the clothes there, and something that you remember that when you went on to an event, something will spark and bring that unexpected grief back. And when they ask that question, I mean, yes, I remember how the tears were flowing, going up the ladder, coming back down. But I got through it. But that's how grief works sometimes. That unexpected moment that just takes you, you know, into those moments of emotional feelings, loneliness, just don't want to accept what had happened. But it did. And we must go through it. Just like those families that left, took their kids to school, and those kids will never return home. I'm sure they're going to feel those moments over and over again. But 31 years, it's going to be 31 years and 2 weeks. And I can't believe it's been that long, how time flies. But talking about my story to them, it really got me really emotional, talking about different things that I had to think about all the way back then, when there was 3 firefighters that came knocking on my door one Sunday morning at 7:30 and told me that Al had a heart attack. I didn't find out later that he was really already gone, but they did not want to tell me that, because you know that would have been too much for me. So they just said that he had a heart attack. They didn't want me to get to the hospital. But telling that whole story again wasn't very pleasant. As we moved on to later event, like talking about my children, the scholarship funds that they helped provide for my children as they went to college, undergraduate as well as graduate school. Those things became more where I smiled and I felt, you know, it wasn't hard to talk about. But those were more pleasant things and things that they helped, the foundation helped us through. This time, they also, each year they had wellness conferences. I didn't go to all of them, but I went to some, and they were very helpful and supportive. They had fire heroes, spouses from all over the country to this wellness conference. And it was helpful for all of us. And it wasn't just spouse. It was a mother to a firefighter, a father, or, you know, husband. And really had firefighter ladies also, you know, they were volunteers that, you know, they were there also. So, but it was, it's a great foundation. They helped us along in so many different ways, and especially the scholarship that they provided for the kids each year. And they continue to do this now. I've known how they work and operate since 31 years, and they're still doing the same thing. And you know one thing they do also, every year, June 9th, really, and in maybe another week, I'll receive a card in memory of my husband. For 31 years, they have not stopped. So when you hear about them saying that the police department and the fire department, they're always, you know, they always come together and support each other. This foundation has certainly done so. But getting through all the details last week was quite difficult because I had to think about all of those things that happened during that time when I lost my fire hero. So I wanted to talk about that because of the death that's happening. You know, we just have to be strong and be prayerful and pray for others, pray for those families. And there's so many things here in Georgia of people that we have to pray for also. Because it is difficult. Death is difficult. Grief is difficult. Grief is a normal, natural, and necessary thing, but none of us want to face it when it comes. No one. But God finds a way to show up and let us know that he's still there. He's still in control, and he'll be there for us. He'll get us through it. But during that beginning of that time, it doesn't feel good, and at that time you want your question is, you know, God, why you had to let it happen now? Or why him? There's so many other people there are doing so many cruel stuff. Why are they still here? But I guess he wants more angels up there helping out. You know, they're birthed every year. People are being born every day. And I know people are dying, but at the same time, I guess maybe he needs more angels. That's all I can think of, that he needs more angels. And he has his purpose and his timing for everyone. But I know that you can tell me a story. I'm not going to click on the air like I did last week, but just think about when grief showed up unexpectedly and you had this moment that I had when I went up the ladder changing the light bulb. But even though you shared tears or whatever emotion, you got through it. You're still here. He still will give you the strength to keep moving on. And that's what we have to do. Be still and know that I am God. So that's what he wants us to hold on. Be still and know that he is still here. He's still in control. He's God. Even though when we don't feel that he's here, he's still here. And we must hold on to that in order to get through all the stuff that we've been going through or hearing on the news. So, what time we have here? It's 20 after. Let me give you some, I'm going to go into an announcement now. But just wanted to share that whenever the podcast comes out, it's not going to be until the fall, I'll let you guys know. And if I feel that is it's good for you guys to listen, I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you where you can listen to it, but it won't be out until the fall. But it was an experience because of all the questions that I had at ACT. And it was between 25 and 30 questions that were asked in a three-hour session. So they knew everything about my kids and how Al, and different things about Al that I haven't had to talk about in a long time. But let me give you some announcement. Well, we are still going to Callaway Garden, June 10th, 10th, 11th, and the 12th for 3 days. And it's a total of 20 of us are going. And I'm excited about it. I'm hoping that we have great weather, and I'm sure we're going to have a great time. I wanted to pick something that was outdoors, you know, pretty much if we have cottages, it's pretty much a lot of space. There's only four people in a cottage, and with the cottage very, pretty large, and also outdoor activities. So I wanted that because of the COVID-19. Didn't want, we'll be more outdoors than indoors. So I just be prayerful of our trip, who all is going, and others too, that, you know, just pray for us to have a safe and wonderful trip. I am going to plan a big trip. I'm sure I'm going to plan it where I'm hoping that all of you, I'm not sure exactly where we're going to go. I'm going to pray about it and ask God which one to for us to go on. And I'm hoping that there will be many of you that will be on this trip. Maybe next year things will be better, that we can travel. A lot of people are still traveling, but we can be safely traveled as a large group. The other thing, the month of July, we do not have any meetings, talk show, or anything. We are in sabbatical for 1 month, in the month of July. So no any type of activity in the month of July. So want to put that there. Enjoy yourself, and when we meet back in August, we want to try to get together, maybe to a restaurant or something, that we can all go, that's pretty, you know, spread out, and we can have dine together and also talk about our 19-year anniversary. 19 years in the third Saturday in September. So if any one of you, we've already have three ladies that helped plan it last year. If there's anyone that would like to be a part of that committee to help plan our 19th year anniversary, please contact me and let me know. We do need some more people to help us with that. And what else that on? So just knowing that after the month of July, we will be meeting together somewhere, and that we can chat and talk about the anniversary as well as finalize some details, because we'll be working on that a little bit in the month of July, Sheila and I. And that is all I have as far as announcement. Oh, one other thing. Deborah Banks, she gave us a lot of information at our meeting this past Saturday about rec centers as well as senior centers that are having a lot of different activity. She's supposed to be sending me an email soon. And today is the 24th. There's one of our widows going to be in a fashion show or something, a dancing. I am going to get that information to you and text it to you. I think it's the 26th. I'll make sure I work on that tomorrow and text you and give you the information so you can support her. It's going to be virtual, but there's a lot of senior activity that's happening to the different locations. It's going to be June, July, and August activities, so I'm going to get that information as soon as I receive it, but I'm going to try to get to the 26th information activity to you by text. So I'm going to try to keep you informed of all the good things and free things that you can, you know, go to during the summer. So that is it. Be blessed and have a great week. Oh, Memorial Weekend. Yeah, that's right. Have a great Memorial Weekend. I'm going to, you know, it's a memorial. I am going to, I want to be invited to a nice barbecue. But if not, I am going to work on my house. There were a lot of things I have not gotten done. So I'm going to, for the next 4 days going up into Memorial Weekend, I got a lot of housework that I need to catch up on. So that's what I'm going to do first, and then I'm going to enjoy the rest of the weekend, the last couple of days. And I hope that if you're traveling anywhere, be safe. If you're going to be home and celebrating graduations for your, you know, whoever, just have a safe and great time. Just enjoy life because it is can be very short. I'm not sure when we're going to, when is our time, so just know that life goes on until our Father decides to take us. And we just have to be ready. Stand on His promises that, you know, read the scriptures and what it says. So get ready. Get ready because we don't know what hour that He comes. He's coming. So good night and enjoy your Memorial Weekend. And tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a great night.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go now? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm I'm done.